sobo kong bulat ko bikin na naturangan ng marama pero po naman yalawa na po nuwali pong New Zealand po kausim na ba city le pong Wellington and Wellington Access Radio 271.2 FM o po kong bulat ko bikin na naturangan ng marama pero po naman yalawa na sa natinig ba ni nondaman nuwa kanda samay po kay tukutuko na po nuwali pong Wellington yung bula minaka sobo kong bulat ko ani na ito tali na ito ni bula na ito ni ganga ni wani turangan at Jesus Cristo kaunita ka na po sa nikalo na narawang na nikuwa na nabibaw ang geti na nabitong beri kibay kenda ena singa ninday nakinimbulan ni tabo tu nakinimbulan ni tao datiko mo levale senda warong tu may umunol na halaka senda warong tu may nalaman ni motoka unang mga warong uki na matakan ni singa ninday sanong itabi mo wikin na magito wikenda ena matakan ni singa nikuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 271.2 FM ena singa minaka nikuwa au nitaka nina kautikendaro na kalokin ng dutan na lebolo di bingrami ena singa ninday lagu tu mereka mai New Zealand diwangito, semangande, semai zaka, semai wuli, semua sama ilion ibu lo tunde itu, ena bu nonggo New Zealand, kamu kaitu itu kena bu nolibu go Wellington, aku sama kamu bulat tuan di weekenda, ena singa bina ni kuah, esana raba raba, kalau kamu ikin ena singa bina ni kuah, mai la umbeka, tak kau robin buah, semua zwata, mai ba, matakira, o kadabu, mai biti, tailebu, rewa, Serua una musi. Sekarang dia mula lagi una roga. Mati kita musa. Sana lah bukan orang baik kita. Aku sama orang bulat juga ni. Enak sih bila ni kuat. Ini ada tali. Ini mana turang buat Yesus Kristus.
Amin. Ini pasal sama mana turang. Enak sih bila kena kuat. Praise the Lord. Cakap mana mai dengan selebih. Amin. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe you're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one Watu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva, and in the afternoon we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Sugalotu, Kemani Vakarovitic Magmana Nomini Worship Centers, so we can Lotchipo Matabu Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rasse, and I believe the Rasse family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but it is so vacant. The Kokenda Semberi vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa weba kambula weekend. So weekend sell ni loni loti, loni loti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the sang ni loti New Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerun duri nikua to save nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship.
worship God with us here at the Fourth Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the Fourth Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the Fourth Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love it on my TV and the Mother Sawati. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can make No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana bimwa linimbula to bimate sakame kwa kubuni wae sangani rawa. So we can just log linimbula, you're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless our people. Don't forget to give them a call. Kako ni kuba katara. Namati kote kongoriviko. Meme kote lebe na nomo bula ni bangbota. Marota kana nomo kalo. Marota kana nomo turang. Wakandara ito na maro. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngaselebu. Hallelujah.
Pekin da pagiti ko bikin na turangan na marama thorbo nung unelewa na sa na tinigabani nung tabanua. And the sir sir tiyo may na television may kandabu atul may viti atulau. Bikin do may lawi zaken do malombula. Napagalipo na sa matiyo may kumdo may namukay lau may kambara may mode may komo may watongon yata may wato may ono ilau fulang na patakyo ngayon nimbula binaka may lakemba may didiya wanombula mango katufangal tuda nimbula binaka and sa matakanisingan ninday may na esensa moala may tutoya watalaki na may nungu enon niwasu namuka may matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na may moala nimbula binaka sa nimbula may wanobatu watalaki na may kandabu may zake ono kotso musargira nimbula binaka ato yaso mamalabu nimbula binaka kemendo may nasoso may nabiti kematalaki na kemendo may alombi may waya darong atatuko na tukun yalo nikua dapaka bina binaka tikubuana turanga hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. Darong ala nikua na tukun yalo may ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko hemeni na kago tusa naka. The things that you confess you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni na kago baga tusa nandun na singa na tombali may weko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith not by sight. Wala mula tal the weekend na turangan na marama darbo nung nilawa na kalaba obisa we stay sen ito doko ni obisa we lori ito doko ni obisa nimbula binaga nindong siya matikumay sangan mula labi wikam ni na kalaba matay walu dalay na mbuwa may dalay na maka may wayabi may lotoka kapature kukamay lambasa nimbula binaga we kemba kede ni matay walu nimbula binaga we kemba doon na vendel ni nukumay senay nimbula binaga may siria na vendelana nimbula binaga ena singa binaga nikwa nero itabi may karoboka mula tiko weekend hena singa binaga nikwa setalani ngule labi weekend na leo imiti ni lakabangi toba lakalaka wangande magabuli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde leo bulo ni tiko kina kima misawa kambule tukai na fosua totoka tulandraki tombo suwa wakalindi marabu lalura itu na isa sokolami wangina kitali ngayon basi kalibumai ombega iviri awa wakatalaki henu de tambongo hena mayas mataka nisika ni nainda baka bina binaga baka leo buwana kalu baka susu manda buwana turanga kabi kwa ya toka esamu kwa zi ngubati kuna lange free kukai reza tukuna matali singa isa kani saumi.
Amen.
Amen. Iko somo na liwaliwa, iko somo na wai. Iko na kalowe, somo na katumai. Auga mailo malangi kina matanisinga. Merliwi saume na ngawla ni yata babata kinoa. Kina zangi rao linguwa, usama lima linguwa talingua. Sanga magandua ni bau stail. Na zangi sulia na kalowe, nisingu wina nganikua. Kabi kenda ni voltamu. Hena mazi una kena wase, tini gandua. Rusa ulgo walu, rusa ulgadiwa, kina tolu sewa bulu. Ndula kwa maibia, kuike mdu magandua sa. Oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata, oda ni dolata. Eso sa, oda ni dolata. Sandreke, so Sandreke, Sandreke Sahara, so Sahara, Sahara Sabu, they can't go to you, no longer baby, come on to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, no longer baby, we came to Bandosa, all the new water is all the baby, how the fuck we came to, hallelujah. Doctor, we can, Doctor, we come down and we were. Emeni ni sarao rao na nungu ibu wangai mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo sibi ndondua ke tutu na beisureti ngwa indua na beisureti uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning it's about God of our nation and this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving or maybe going overseas or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuni sambula bosa ni kalau ka kau kau kang ngata sara ka muzunga nei selwa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kami mali ezuru mangai baka takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baka takila mai na kau sira nikla.
Amen.
Amen. Mena hera talanga na ona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kendara rebe bikwaya kasinga talanga ni dona ka kendara rabuni takarawa. The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songo lotu ba Kristo. Yondo na kamusiti utiko na lotu ba Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembaleni bishule tetuko na kalo dola ko mai biao mai tolo ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu biao ko enda mudebwa ka ko lame lo ko tolo ko mai ni lo ko tolo ko mai ko e baga ndo na e ola ni zolata na izolo mbimbi kalim be kada timu kalim na lube mu ndo e mosu biko ndo e mola kabiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko ko ya en mataka ni sigani ko menda lo ko mai biko ya en mataka ni sigani da mai ngara biko ba ya lo ko mai dina kauta mai na no mundu i zolo zolo ke na kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo en sigani ngani ko ni ko mbere ni mbimbi mo ibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Keko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina ki kwa mosu tukungo wai kuna kerabi kwa na wai kula loko batu mene basically. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Kerawa lenga kenda lutu ba Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba le ndele nyoi ngi viso takana wai mewai ni multiply lima ne mulima rai kina ruwa na ika ne kana kina lima na undu na turanga kina marama hemeni ena loma ni wasu wasa ngi tomba le ni ndele nyoi hemeni ena ngonu sa loma ikina na ua ngi wasa kina ua sit down. spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt. Maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabiki de Singatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Bakta. Via Kabini Singatambu, and I had any Tikona Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina in a lounge, open space, but it's going to Neto store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Singatambu. And I am in a Neto Sulanatina when Mavaro to get it on a Vimada, Kiton and Dandabu get it to get on the year to Nalangser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Ngoninito ngunuti Bambakau. My father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitulelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to rotate. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Farm 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife for that to benefit. Yes. You can say, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated, you're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulivi kina buli the making and ndio nikatini. Avuli the making and lololo. I begin to